Hey everybody, and welcome back to Ranchette Bits. I'm your host, Arlo Rodriguez, and today we're doing something a little bit different. You might be familiar with that turn of phrase. This episode is going to be called A Look Towards 2024, so it's not necessarily like, what are we planning to do for the rest of 2024? It's more of like a therapy session for the podcast, and by that I mean I'm putting my podcast, they're going to be in the therapy chair, or the giant cushion thing, and I'm going to be talking to the podcast, and we're going to try to figure out some issues. We're going to try to work out some issues. If this sounds extremely weird to you, don't worry. It's going to get even weirder. But first of all, let's go ahead and just knock out a couple of things. Yep, there has been no new episode for almost 3 months. I do apologize for that, but part of what I'm doing by even recording all of these thoughts out loud and releasing them to everyone is to kind of get an idea of what it's been like inside my brain for those past 3 months, like while I've been trying to work on things. And there's some important points I do want to in order to get a better understanding of what it really means to make random chatterings or Ranchette Bits, because we got two things going on now. So the other thing that I do want to talk about is that risk of burnout, which is something that is I've kind of encountered multiple times in my, I want to say career, but I'm not getting paid for this. So in my hobby. For the record, there are 7 projects that are in the back burner right now, and that's a total of almost 7 hours of audio left to edit. Apologies to B-Rob, who might be listening to this. I'm really sorry. I'm swear I'm going to work on those episodes as soon as possible. Then there's also the matter of our clips, which have been doing well. I think we actually reached our first clip recently on TikTok that actually broke over 2,000 views. But we're going to take another look at the clip schedule that I set up, which would have been 3 clips a week. 2 funny ones and then a serious one. So a funny one on Monday, serious one on Wednesday, and then the funny one again on Fridays. And then there's just the whole thing about, fuck, when I started doing this and it was really like kicking off, I was like a fresh-faced 23-year-old. But now I'm a seasoned 31-year-old veteran. Like, I've been doing this shit for a long fucking time. But yeah, no, I've even worked on 2 other shows professionally. I was the editor for Bookish with Sonya Walker season 2. And then I was also the assistant editor. I'll say assistant co-editor because I helped out on some episodes, but not every episode of Ground Game Georgia. And so I guess what this therapy session is going to be about is about the question that maybe might be on everyone's minds. Is the magic gone? Why keep random chatterings going? Spoiler alert. No, this is not the end of the podcast. I don't mean to hook you in that kind of way to get you to keep listening, and I'm already giving it away. No, this podcast is not going away. I'm saying it now, and if at the end of the year I feel differently, then so be it. But right now, no fucking way is this podcast going away. I do understand, though, that I'm in the very, I don't even want to like highlight it too much, like put the spotlight too much on myself right now, and just how much the landscape of podcasts have changed, for better or for worse. And many of my peers who I used to follow on Twitter or whose shows I used to listen to, they have either ended their shows due to burnout or they've chosen to remove themselves from the spotlight. But simply put, I have too many fucking ideas that I want to bring to light. Probably too many that I could realistically do on, like, let's say a weekly schedule. So we're not saying I'm going back to weekly. I'm still figuring this out. It'll be bi-weekly. But if all is said and done, and there's always more pop culture things to discuss, this show can go on for another 10 years. I really fucking believe that. I'm going to sound older. I'm going to go through a lot of transitions and changes. Maybe even in my own body. We don't know that yet. Everything is still pretty early on. But I've been doing this shit for almost 10 years. Or over 10 years. That's a really long fucking time to be doing fucking anything. And I mean, I'm proud of that fact because there's not many things I've been able to keep up consistently. I had a YouTube channel. I had an art career. Very brief art career. Only high school, really. I tried screenwriting. There is nothing that I've been able to do in my entire life that I've been able to keep up with consistently. And that's something I really am very proud of. So I'm telling you, when I'm saying this, I'm asking the podcast right now, like, why is it that if I'm necessarily so proud of what I've been doing, then why do I keep fucking up the elevator speech? What it actually means is like it's the elevator pitch. this is a fictional situation where if you're in an elevator and you have to explain what your show is in 30 seconds or explain anything, like you're trying to pitch this to a producer or something, then why is it that every time I get to that point where I now someone puts the spotlight on me and he has a podcast, they have a podcast, and then I try to explain it and I'm just like, the words are just not there, and it's really embarrassing, and then I hate myself for the rest of the evening. And to be honest, that might be my own fault. I am not the best at marketing. That is something I want to get better at. But the very idea of having to market my own podcast and explain to other people why they should listen, that's always something I've had so much conflict with. And I can go into that a little bit, but one thing I can definitely say, something that I kind of have had to change, is the slogan of the show. And I don't know if there'll be time to reflect that change in all the social media shit, but that might explain why maybe I've found it for myself to be a difficult thing to explain to other people. So our first slogan was a silly podcast for silly people. That gets the point across, shows that this is a sillier show. And that's also like silly people, that implies that because my brother used to be the co-host on the show. And then I think for a lot of 2016 and 2017, I actually had a lot of guests on the show. And that felt right for what our podcast was at the time. But then when we started getting more existential with some episodes, Undertone one in particular, there's that one, I think that one episode I talked about my family, but not in too much detail, obviously, because I don't get sued, where I kind of had to change a silly podcast was seemingly being, I was like intentionally putting myself down in terms of the quality of the show because of what I was trying to say. And now, again, if the show kept up and it was always this show where we just talk shit all the time, then I could say that slogan and I wouldn't have a problem with it, but it had to change. So the next and current slogan is a hodgepodge of pop culture and life. Now, I still, on some level, believe that this is a good slogan, but maybe I just didn't market it enough, or I didn't pitch it enough. But when it comes to me having to explain to other people what Random Chatterings is, I think this is why I stumble. Because, like, what the fuck does that mean? It makes sense to me because I've always thought of Random Chatterings as my personal take on pop culture. I'm not doing the reviews of every single big blockbuster because some opinions go very far and then some of them go really short, and I'll make a podcast about this but I won't make a podcast about that. I'm not trying to ride the wave of pop culture, and I'll go back to that metaphor in a little bit, but it just didn't make any sense considering that we have covered a lot of stuff on our show, and that would be a fun reason for people to want to listen to it, even to some of the past episodes that I'm not gonna say I don't have skeletons in the closet. I probably have fucked up in one shape or form when it comes to my opinions or even my political views in earlier episodes. And that's something I'm trying to make up for now by being a more leftist and progressive show. I think that maybe just because it became harder for me to explain what Random Chatterings is by saying that, I think there needs to be a change. So here is the new slogan. A smorgasbord of pop culture delights. Now, why is this the new slogan? Why am I going to be changing all of my social media information after the fact? Well, to be clear, that's what this show has always been. It's a show where where by the very name of it, you really never know what you're going to get. But the focus has always been pop culture. And we have always tackled different aspects of pop culture. And the smorgasbord is like a giant buffet of different types of meals. Whatever you ever want, or like any kind of like interesting, delightful, tasty thing you want in front of you, we've got it. Or we've covered it on some way, shape, or form. And I can point to an episode and say, you want to learn more about this? Episode blah, blah, blah. You want to learn more about this? Episode blah, blah, blah. And it's always going to be on something with a positive inflection, not because I don't think a negative opinion does not need to be there. Look at my Sonic 06 episode from back from 2018 if you want more negative stuff. But in me, in general, I just don't see, personally, the impact of looking or viewing something negatively for the sake of just being negative. It should always be from a critical lens, or if something fails at what it wants, what it's trying to do, it is 100% worth it to criticize it. So that's why, if I even say the smorgasbord, it's like, well, this week we're talking about, for example, the most recent episode was about a manga that I was so in love with until I wasn't. You can check out that podcast about the girl I like forgot her glasses for more information on that. So the slogan describes that perfectly. A smorgasbord of pop culture delights. And yep, this is the new slogan. We're going to try this out for the rest of the year. And if it doesn't work, then maybe I'll actually hire someone who knows something about marketing. But to me, I think that nails the concept of our show perfectly. And that's exactly what's beautiful about it. You really don't know what you're going to get, but you do know that you'll have a good time and you'll have a good meal too. Another aspect about the podcast and why it's currently sitting in the therapy chair right now is figuring out why am I always experiencing burnout and why does the show suffer as a result of that? And something actually came up very recently that I think is worth acknowledging. And I should say that this is not on an official capacity. However, the website that I was recommended, Embracing Autism, does have very helpful tests on specific characteristics of people that are on the autism spectrum that can help with identifying whether you are on the spectrum or not, or what the likelihood of you being autistic could be. And according to the tests I took from that website, I am on the spectrum. To be fair, I was already mistakenly told that I was on the spectrum a few years ago. In fact, even like in high school, I was told I had Asperger's. But then another therapist, who probably meant well, but they told me that I didn't know this term at the time, that I was able to mask really well. I'm able to hide it better than others. And that's something that unfortunately screwed me over, because then I just thought that any kind of shortcomings I had, or anything, I don't even want to say they're shortcomings, but anytime something happened that was out of my control or it seemed to be out of my level of understanding, was a fault with myself as a person. It wasn't something I can point to and say, oh no, that's because I'm on the spectrum. And some of those traits kind of lend into the show as well. The overanalysis of pop culture. My God, I can't think of how many conversations I've had, even on just some thoughts on a random video game, and I give like multiple paragraphs to my brother about why this game falls short of a lofty goal or something. And that happens a lot. Like, I just, when I'm playing something, but it really affects me on such a deep level, but also might be negative, so it's not going to be on the podcast. I just can't help but I have to describe it in so much detail why this media failed in the way that it did, or what it could have done better. But that's always been the focus on the show, is just like looking at random things like, see, I'm telling you, smorgasbord of pop culture delights. Like a movie from 1968, like Terra in Transe. I love pointing to that example, because what other fucking podcast, in the midst of all of the really fun interviews and interesting conversations I've had with my peers, what other podcast would just randomly cover that and then move on and just cover something else that might be more recognizable, like Mother 3 or like Undertale? It's like, I love that. I love that there was a movie in the class that everyone else just thought it was an assignment and we're going to move past it and that's it. But I hated it with such a passion that I just had to understand why. Why did I hate this so much? And even the podcast is an exploration about why I do enjoy a lot about this movie. But go back to that podcast if you want to hear more about that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is like, I love that I took so much time and effort to try to explain that logical sense of thinking. Like, how did I get to this point? And then why was I, while I was interviewing Emily Chen, that's back in episode 56, I even told her that I had this idea for a podcast, and she was the one who actually pushed me to go ahead and do it. And it went from something that's like, oh man, this is kind of silly to be petty against a Brazilian film, a really important film from that era, but like then looking at it from a lens and a perspective that just wouldn't fit. Like, that was made for Brazilians. It wasn't made for Americans. So that's just a fun idea that can exist in random chatterings. They couldn't exist in many other formats. Maybe in a YouTube channel, but that's a longer conversation for another time. So yeah, the overanalysis of pop culture. Working late nights with an unequaled focus. I can remember many times, even more recently, some of the marathon editing episodes I've done. And by that I mean, depending on the topic or scale, that I can create a rant chat bit in about 4 hours from start to finish. I can say I've done this for, I think, the two episodes. The one about abuse, I'll just put it that way, and then the other one about the death of my father. I wanted to work on that idea from start to finish, just because it just felt like I just had to get those thoughts out there. But then again, maybe this is maybe the best way to approach the show. Maybe it's not such a good idea to record five things. That was just risky. I don't know what I was thinking by doing that, but record five ideas and then work on them slowly, little by little. The only time that ever worked was at the beginning of 2023 when I was able to release, I think, five episodes in February. And that was only because I had a day off of work where I could just take the time to do this. It's one of those things where in hindsight, it's like, oh my God, how could I do this to myself? But we'll come back to that point. So what we're going to try to do is marathon editing sessions. So probably right as of now, I have Fridays free where I could just record and edit stuff to my heart's content. So what's probably going to happen is that I'll probably try to record every week, but that might not necessarily turn into a podcast that you'll be able to listen to at the end of that editing session. It could just be, oh, I need to record some B-roll for this podcast, or, oh, I didn't explain that point. Well, I need to record, well, now I call them sonic bubbles now. I need to add in sonic bubbles to make a clarification for this point or that point. Will this always work? We don't know. But at the same time, I also do know that my skills, like the blade sharpening, it dulls when I don't have time to practice my art as often as I want to. I'm going to go ahead and try to record every week anyway, just for myself. I could, maybe once I get a little more ambitious, maybe I can actually use this as a chance of marketing myself on Instagram. But that's not the last thing on my mind right now. I just want to make more episodes for all of you. But yeah, so Overnounce is a pop culture. Working late nights with Unequal Focus. And the last one, which really hit me hard when someone explained this to me, another beloved friend who is also on the spectrum told this to me, it was like someone had slapped me in the face by how did I not realize this sooner? And what this is called is rejection sensitivity dysphoria. So for a long time, I haven't been able to pinpoint why, if plans change or if an episode isn't coming together, that I took it so personally. But this is why. This is why if it's raining, I have no motivation to do anything. If something doesn't pan out the way it's supposed to, or if something is put on the schedule, I have such rigid, no, it's on the schedule, nothing can change. Oh shit, that changed. Fuck, what do I do now? I'll just sleep and this day will just be wasted. Like, I really had no idea what to call that until very recently. And I had no idea that it was one of the aspects of myself on the spectrum that I know it's not applicable to a lot of people, but when I saw that come up when I did my own self-evaluation, it literally rocked my world. Well, not literally. You can't do, again, that's the other thing, the nitpicking thing, but that's not important. The bigger thing is that, like, this has been affecting the show. This is why I have seven fucking episodes that I can't even look at without feeling, oh my God, I recorded this so many years ago. Oh my God, is it still worth releasing? Or like one episode right now that I was working on, but it's like, oh my God, well, this mobile game's going to come to an end anyway. I shouldn't even try to release this. But I mean, there might be some truth to that. But it also could mean, let's just work on something else in the meantime. If we can't work on this, let's work on this. If we can't work on this, let's work on this. But I can't quantify it that way. And that's what I'm trying to work through in therapy, is how to be able to do more practice. Because, I mean, I can think of myself, again, like a seasoned veteran, but let's be honest, I've never tried recording with four microphones at a time. The most I've ever done is three. And now that I realize that about myself, and that it's not such a good idea to take long breaks from the show, because I'll have to regain that confidence. And then also, that same episode of the one I'm having trouble with probably was because I started talking really early on in that recording session, and I didn't have the confidence that came out in later in the recording session with something that I really gave a shit about, and that episode turned out great. So that is an issue. Rejection sensitivity dysphoria has been a problem, but there's ways to mitigate this, and here's some things, ideas I've come up with. So I'll try to tackle projects with short release schedules very lightly. I'll just think of it as practice for the bigger projects that I'll still work on, but it won't feel like the Herculean task that it has felt like for the past 2 years. So, like, again, this podcast, yes, I'm probably going to take another day to edit it, but it's probably going to be out by the time that, well, you're listening to it now. Like, even though it's been 3 months since I've recorded it or anything new, this episode was recorded Friday and it'll be up Saturday. Like, that's how fast production is going to be on some episodes. Not everyone's going to be like that. And I just want to make sure that I'm making stuff constantly. Like, I'm always that I have some kind of idea in the pipeline just so that I can release more podcasts, so that if someone has, so you have something to look forward to, because it kind of sucks when I just stay silent or I don't have any updates other than occasional stuff on Instagram or the clips. I don't have anything else I can show for it. I think that's going to be an idea I'm going to try. And for the larger projects, I'll take my time with them, but I won't tackle one large project at a time, but switch to another one depending on the progress or if I need to diffuse a little bit and work on a small scale project instead. With all that said, I do plan to release everything in my long backlog this year, or at least try to get as close to that goal as possible. So that is 7 projects, 2 episodes that are over 2 hours long just with raw audio. I'm going to try my motherfucking damnedest to get them out. And they might even be out of schedule. I'll be like, oh, it's finally done. I'm just going to release it now because you've been waiting 2 years for this. I can't be wrong, but I'm really terribly sorry. So that's just what it's going to be like. So for some projects, I'm not even thinking about scheduling. It's done. I'm putting it up. There's another point I do want to bring up, though, that I think was a really, really illuminated my perspective on everything, though it was from the perspective, I think, from a younger content creator, Doki Bird. She actually made some really great points during her stream about the challenges of being a VTuber or about being a content creator. If by some chance that you are able to ride the wave of popularity, you cannot stop until you reach a point that feels like you can settle. This was a really damning thing to hear for me, particularly because there's one thing about having to stream a lot to be able to ride the wave of success until you can settle. For me, with a full-time job, even right now, and trying to find time to record and keep that creative streak alive, that is almost nearly impossible unless I hire editors that can help out. And unfortunately, at this point right now, I don't have enough funds to hire editors, so I have to do all this on my own. In addition, another thing that Doki Bird mentioned, I should have mentioned when I was starting that I'm paraphrasing all this, but I still do want to include her stream in the description because it was really helpful to coming to terms with some of the problems I've had with the podcast, but things that I think might help. You have to accept that because content creation is not a stable business, that means you're going to face a lot of trials and tribulations that will affect your mental health. Without going into too much detail, Doki Bird actually went through a lot of mental health problems as a result of her prior employer. There's a lot of details about this on the internet. I'm just brushing over the details because I think right now the last thing Doki Bird wants to think about is that kind of thing. But it was something that really illuminated how difficult content creation is in the capitalist system. I know, leftists bringing up capitalism, but no, hear me out. Hear me the fuck out. This matters. You know why? Because AI, I know I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist right now, AI is taking away creative people's jobs. It started with the AI art, and now these motherfuckers are trying to create a program called Sora, or that might be just one of them, that can actually create video, what's meant to be like scenes from a movie through AI. Things are going to get much, much worse, and I really don't want to be a doomsayer, but what I'm trying to say right now is that this shit really matters right now, because the creativity that comes from humans, made by humans, is the shit that will always matter. It's the shit that has a heart and a fucking soul. So, for that reason, though, I also have accepted that making a podcast, as much as it brings me joy, it also has brought me a lot of misery. And a big part of that is because of the content creation, the lack of a content creation, the lack of a spark. There's many reasons, which is why I'm trying to do my best with my initiative of recording every single week, even if you will never hear whatever I recorded or it comes out in another way. But the big thing that I'm going to say right now, and it might damn me to obscurity, but I don't care. I'm not going to chase the wave anymore. I'm understanding now that by trying to achieve an unrealistic level of popularity has made me miserable, in spite of that being my dream at one point of being able to do this podcast full time. But with the clips and with being extremely disappointed with how the clips performed, even though like would fucking anybody would fucking kill to get 200 views on a clip on TikTok, but it's not enough because people don't follow. And like, okay, I shouldn't give a shit about any of that. I'm putting something out there for people to maybe want to listen to something fun on their way home from work, a little entertaining thing or a serious thing. The last one made a big impact. It got some really good feedback that I really do appreciate and admire. Because again, like I was saying at the top of the show, Random Chatterings is not just a show about being silly. It is also a show about examining some of the faults in my life, but putting it through a filter of pop culture. Or like maybe there's something about pop culture where you can really examine parts of your upbringing or parts of your, or like your own mistakes in life, and being able to reinterpret it in a way that you can actually grow and develop as a person. And there was the recent TikTok, which I'll put in the description, about how I felt conflicted with my other self. I almost don't even want to repeat exactly what I said because it came out perfectly, although that was probably in the edit. But anyway, it meant so much to so many people. So I was like, I don't give a shit if this didn't get 10,000 views, because I know from watching so many really great YouTube channels that exploitation equals success. And what I mean by that, under the system of capitalism, is that if you're willing to exploit other people for whatever mission slash goal you may have, you're almost guaranteed under the system of capitalism to succeed. And that fucking sucks. That fucking blows. Like, I don't think it's fair that right now AI is getting so good that they're able to modify, like, let's say, like, makeup during a shoot, and then you can just use AI, and then makeup artists lose their jobs. That fucking sucks. And what we thought was just going to be affecting, like, let's say, like, white-collar jobs or blue-collar jobs, now it's affecting creative types, too. And a lot of people are not taking this shit anymore. And we shouldn't. We should not tolerate AI art or anything related to AI that is at the expense of human creativity. That should not be tolerated whatsoever. So if a company like Disney uses AI art during the opening of Secret Invasion, everybody should say, fuck that. We appreciate art that's created by people. And this sounds maddening to hear right now that I even have to say this out loud. But I know some people are going to probably defend AI art from this. I don't give a shit. AI art is garbage. It always has been, and it always will be, because it doesn't have a fucking soul. I'm going to get off my high horse now. But the bigger point is that that's my competition, is AI. At some point, someone is going to figure out, oh, let's give an AI of our little's voice, and then they can no longer do a podcast because we can just create the podcast for him. And what I say to that is, fuck you. No, seriously, fuck you. My voice belongs to me for as long as I have it. However long I can do this, that is how long I'm going to be doing this podcast. And maybe I'll never profit from it. And I'll just have to accept that. Maybe you do get lucky. And that is a big emphasis that Doki Bird also made during her stream. She emphasized luck. She's someone who has earned so much success, but has always kind of felt some type of imposter syndrome from all of it. She really is an amazing creator, but it's hard to imagine someone achieving so much success in that kind of way, where people know it's because of the person behind the VTuber model. That's the person we're supporting right now. And that's what I want to do with this podcast. Maybe if I have no idea what I look like, in which case, go ahead and check my Instagram. That's the Arlo Rodriguez on Instagram. The more important point I'm trying to get out of all this is that I am the person behind the microphone making these episodes and trying to get my opinion out there, because I've always felt like there's something intrinsically important about having the creative avenue to be able to make my opinion known. And it matters even more now that I'm a trans, parentheses, self-diagnosed autistic person that is still very early in their development in terms of who they're meant to be in this life, or the kind of impact are they making in this life. And those are fucking lofty goals to have to uphold all the time. And it doesn't really surprise me that I was trying to chase that wave of success for so long. It's no wonder that I felt like I couldn't really accomplish anything. And from now on, the clips, I'm making them for myself, and the podcast, I'm making it for myself. I'm going to try to have as much fun as I can to do this as long as I can. And that's the bottom line, because I said so. No, I said a lot. Stuff that might not get out of the cutting room floor. But in general, I want to thank everybody once again for listening. But I do want to sort of conclude on some important points. So, new slogan is a smorgasbord of pop culture delights. And to show how much I want to make this happen, I am going to print out some some business cards. Thank you so much to friend of the show, Alex, for this idea. I'm going to print out business cards. I'm probably going to generate 100 of them. And I'm just going to go to local coffee shops and I'm going to leave business cards with a QR code so you can check out the podcast. I don't know if that's going to expand listenership at all. It's going to be a little grassroots approach to marketing. So that's a new slogan. There'll be 2 episodes every month. I cannot guarantee that'll happen because I also have to challenge myself to make it happen. But at the best of my ability, there'll be 2 episodes every month, probably every 2 weeks. There'll be 1 clip every Friday. 3 clips was a maddening proposal. I can't even believe I made it for myself. And one of the things that we'll go over in another podcast is how I get too ambitious for this shit. Way too fucking ambitious. You're getting 1 clip every Friday. When I upload it, I'll upload it when I feel like uploading it. There might be a better time to do it. The length of the clip might matter more. But for me personally, I don't care. If it entertains you or if you get some happiness from it, that's all that matters to me. So 1 clip every Friday on TikTok and on Instagram. And I am playing around with YouTube Shorts. I need to learn a little bit more about how that works. And yep, I will try to record once a week. And the reason for recording will vary on upcoming projects. So here's some future projects outside of episodes. Update my album art. Man, I really do love the album art by Julian Taylor. Link in the description, as always. But it needs color. It needs color. Maybe if I'm able to come upon some income, I'll commission an artist and we'll try to bring some color to the podcast. Because it's kind of funny that I, in 2016, thought that, oh man, I'm a cis hetero straight male and I've got nothing else going on with me. And that's why it's a black and white picture. And now I'm like I want to be all the color all the time. That's what I want to be. But not only the album art, though, I also want to commission original music because one of our themes is original. And I really thank my friend Sergey for allowing me to use it. But we have 2 theme songs that are definitely not original. One is from Earthbound and the other is from Sonic Mania. As much as I do like that music, it doesn't belong to me. So I want to change that. And then the last thing is the QR code business cards. I just love this idea in general. So that will be probably something I'll be producing very soon. But yeah, I've been talking a lot. I hope the podcast feels better. I'm thinking of your needs now. I want to make sure that you're able to grow. So yeah, this has been Ranchette Bits. Probably a longer one than usual. I guess we'll see you pretty soon with our next episode, which again, I've kind of hinted at it a little bit right now. But either it'll be the one that I was hinting at, or it'll be something completely different. That's what's great about Random Chatterings. It is, and always will be, a smorgasbord of pop culture delights. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.